On the live line with us this morning from ABC News is Karen Travers. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
So Easter is a beautiful time. It's a time of renewal, of clean slates, of fresh hopes, except when it comes to DACA and the president, apparently.
Yeah, this was kind of a surprising message yesterday morning, but the president's keeping it up today. So clearly this is a big talking point for him right now. The president on Twitter yesterday effectively said that he is not negotiating anymore on DACA. He says no more DACA deal. And this is something that had been getting tossed around for the last couple of weeks, months up on Capitol Hill. But the door also seemed to be shut once Congress passed that spending bill a few weeks ago, and it did not include DACA.
Right.
Everybody seemed to think that was the best chance of getting something of a legislative fix, because it's just unlikely Congress is going to take something up over the next couple of months ahead of the midterm elections, take up anything, let alone take up DACA.
Yeah, that was a surprise for a lot of people, you know, on the heels of Happy Easter. And then this morning he's tweeting again about these caravans of immigrants that he says are coming from other countries, rolling through Mexico as sort of an expressway right into the U.S.
Yeah, and there's the reality is very different than how the president is portraying it. According to the coordinator of this caravan, there's about 1,200 Central Americans, a group of them making their way through Mexico, but slowly on cargo trains, we're told. They're not going to reach the U.S. border for about 3 weeks, and it's a march, essentially. This has happened in years past as well. That's going to conclude at an official point of entry in California, Arizona, or New Mexico, and then those migrants will try and apply for political asylum. Most of them are from Honduras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's another issue on tap, too. And, of course, that is sort of the retaliation of China. And will there be a trade war? Is there now a trade war? Particularly pertinent, Karen, to us here in the wine country.
Absolutely.
Because wine is one of the things that China's going to charge more for to get into their country.
Yeah, I mean, China was certainly indicating after the president announced those new tariffs on various products that there would be retribution and they would hit America where it hurts. Agriculture sector, of course, also one of the big targets for China. The president has welcomed, in some ways, a trade war, saying it's not a bad thing. Certain officials here in the White House have disagreed with them. Some have left over it. But the administration has also said the president has been talking about these things for decades, you know, as a businessman, as a candidate, and now as president, and he's following through on promises.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see about 8 minutes from right now how Wall Street responds. They were, you know, pretty shaky when this first came up, so we'll see how they respond in a few minutes to the latest news from China about trade. And a rare Tiffany sighting over the weekend, Karen?
Yeah, she was down in Mar-a-Lago for the Easter holiday. The family spends the Easter long weekend together, and we saw her going to church with the president and the first lady. She's actually in school here in Washington, so she's nearby. Not sure how much time she spends at the White House, but there she was over the weekend.
And of course, this morning it is happening. It's the annual egg roll. I don't know why it happens on a Monday, not on Easter, but why is that? Do you know?
I don't know why Monday. I guess the presidents aren't usually here. President Obama would be, but President Bush would often spend this holiday at Camp David or down in Texas. President Trump, of course, spent the whole long weekend in Florida. It's raining. It's kind of miserable right now.
Oh, it's too bad.
Kids are all dressed in their pastels and finest clothes despite the not ideal weather.
Very nice. Well, good luck to the kids. They love the Easter egg roll. And Karen, thanks so much for checking in.
Have a great day.
We'll talk to you soon. That is Karen Travers from ABC News talking about no more DACA. That is what the president was tweeting about yesterday and continuing to talk about this morning.